I'll say it. I'll say it.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll say it. I'm going to
Three.
say it.
Yeah, oh, you can say it. That's why I said that's fine. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, everyone, to the
Slide Job
podcast. I am your host. That was really nice. I'm your host, CTF, a.k.a. Slide Job podcast person, a.k.a. Connor Cates, and alongside my co-host, the man who just screamed and broke your ears.
Y&O or Anthony or voice crack guy. I don't know. It's one of them. You'll figure it out.
Clint Boyer impersonator, apparently.
Yes.
Let's get straight into it. We've not done this in a month. That's my fault. I was out of town.
We've made 2 new friends of the show in the process.
Yeah, no, just one. We'd already done it whenever. What was his name? I can't remember his name.
Josh Palicki?
Yeah, that's his name. You know, I thought it was Tom Majeski, and they kind of sound alike, so that I don't feel as bad anymore.
Josh Palicki.
We named a new friend, big fan of the show, David Gilliland. So thanks for David Gilliland for, I don't know, probably doesn't watch the show. Especially seeing as how he replied to that on my football account. But let's just continue. So what we're going to do is we're going to do 4 races in this podcast. Then we're going to do a different podcast where we predict the playoffs. So let's start with Daytona Road.
I have Chase Elliott winning. No, I don't.
Let's start with the Daytona Road Course here.
I do have Chase Elliott winning that race.
Yeah, this race is probably going to be won by Chase Elliott. Let's get into it. This was not a good race. Not on the
it
level.
It was just disappointing.
Yeah, it was not on the level of the Xfinity Series race at Indy, which had
that was interesting.
Which had a 5-way battle for the win, and this one did not have that. Clean first.
No.
What?
I said no. It did not.
Clean first few laps, which surprised me. I thought there was going to be a wreck. Kyle Busch led early, and then it pretty much went away immediately.
Went downhill from there.
Yeah, just like his whole year. Chase Elliott, Martin Truex Jr. were 1 and 2 the entire race.
And then Denny Hamlin came in.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. So my first assumption, or thing I noticed was this is clearly a track for IndyCar. In the way where there was too many turns and, like, stock cars just didn't work. They were too heavy. They didn't get around the track well. It just wasn't fun to watch.
I personally believe that I agree with you, but I also think that they technically can race stock cars on it, as they already have.
Technically, they can.
But, like, it really, like, isn't that, like, fun to watch in reality. I thought it was going to be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the most entertaining part of the race is Kevin Harvick spinning out in front of the field and literally no one touching him.
Yeah, that was scary. So this whole basic.
Oh, I have a point to make at the end of this before, before you move on. Before from Daytona, you can continue. But I have a point to make at the end of this.
The whole premise of this podcast will be Jimmy Johnson. You can be assured of that. you'll be assured of that. So stage one,
freaking
stage,
false positive.
Stage one was like. But Jimmy Johnson got some good stage points, so that was pretty fun. I wrote down here boring, it's not wrong. and I wrote down here Denny Hamlin wins an absolutely ghastly second stage.
Wow,
yeah, was not great. Rain on the horizon. Let's see, Harvick gets punted. There it is. You want to talk about this?
Harvick gets spun, and he was just not. It was just not his day. It was just not a Kevin Harvick-esque day at the Daytona Road Course. And honestly, it's Kevin Harvick is not a Daytona guy. If I'm totally honest with you.
Yeah, it's not like he won the Daytona 500.
He did it one time. Relax, okay. Jamie McMurray did that, okay.
Yeah, but this is like that's like saying. Let's see, who's another one-time Daytona 500? Trevor Bayne's not a Daytona person. He clearly is.
He's not an anywhere person. He's going to suck this weekend at Darlington.
Probably true.
He sucks.
He doesn't even like a cupcake shop or something. It's something really
coffee
weird.
Coffee shop.
Same thing.
He definitely displays the trophy as the one reason people come to that coffee shop.
Yeah, he really looks
I bet like you the coffee's bad.
He looks like a guy who owns a coffee shop, let's be honest.
He's not looking like a race car driver.
I noticed late in this race, I'm like, hold up, Chase has won 4 of the last 6 road course races. And he seems just unstoppable at road courses. Like, he was insane in this race. He never even looked like he was in the threat of losing.
You know, Ryan Blaney is also very good at road courses. I will say he's won once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so they looked at that.
You know, that was basically it. Yeah, but his one win was very deserved, so it's okay.
He won a – no, he didn't win a stage at Sonoma in 2019. My apologies. So he sort of went – this is a really weird thing that I fault. And I forgot what I was going to say, so let's just move on. Michael McDowell has been very under the radar this year. I think he's been very good.
I agree.
So props to Michael McDowell.
Oh, are we done with Daytona RC? Because I have one more point to make.
No, we're still going.
Okay.
Kyle Busch is fun, which that's basically a thing that happens every week now.
Are you okay, brother? No, brother. Pain.
Yeah, they were like face to face, kind of funny. Kaz Grala, props to the guy. Should have been AJ.
Kaz Grala.
Should have been AJ.
The Silver Spoon Kid.
The Silver Spoon Kid replacement. Should have been AJ Allmendinger, but really can't get mad at Kaz Grala because he came like top. Was it? He came 8th, and he faced
7th place for Kaz Grala.
And he won. He didn't win, but he had like more like probably top 3 in most laps led. He sort of dominated the third stage.
He literally finished like better than the best driver in NASCAR,
which is
that being Ryan Blaney.
Okay. Yeah, Blaney did not have a good race. Let's just be honest.
No, he sped on pit road. It was just never his day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to say this. So the NASCAR Heat developers looked at that race that he won at the Daytona road course, and they were like, let's make him the most dominant guy in the road courses.
You mean Roval?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind it, though.
Hendrick was 4 of the top 12 at one point, and guess who was in last of the 12? William Byron.
Hey, but he did win a race.
Hey, let's get to that. We'll get to that. I have a rant on that.
I bet you do.
Chase, there was like two laps left. Chase got another caution flown. So I was like, oh, it's happening again. But it doesn't really matter. He runs away. Hamlin tries to make it close. But really, it was never even close. He couldn't really pass. And then something that was fun, or not really fun, but Logano just thought it'd be fun to try to win it from 10th. And so
yeah,
he wrecked Bowman and Bubba. And so I was like, I wonder if Bubba's going to throw the water in the face of Logano. We'll see.
So that brings me to my point here, Connor.
Sorry. Yeah.
Chase Elliott crosses the checkers.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately.
Yeah, they cut away.
I'm watching some random television show.
Yeah, they cut away. They're like, bye.
We get no interviews. Mm-hmm. Ryan Blaney spun on the last lap. I didn't even know about it.
Oh, I didn't even know about that either until now.
Ryan Blaney got spun on the last lap and finished like 31st or something. I didn't know why he fell that way. But he got spun.
Mm-hmm.
We need some post-race coverage, and I was not happy about it.
Yeah. P3 goes to Martin Truex Jr. P4 goes to Jimmy Johnson. That was your top 5 or 4. Hamlin came 2nd.
Why did Chase Elliott pit? Because if Chase Elliott didn't pit, then Jimmy Johnson, or I mean, in the Coke 600, then Jimmy Johnson wouldn't have had to friggin'
get inspected.
He would have been in the playoffs. Why did Jimmy Johnson have a false positive? Why does this stuff happen? Why did Matt Kenseth go up the track at Daytona?
Well, it's because it's banked, and he was going up.
The track. I understand it's banked. I understand physics.
Dover won a considerably much better race than that last one. Dover was fine. I actually kind of liked
it. I was mad. Dover wasn't bad. You know, it was, you know, the same two guys won, so it wasn't really that.
One of the things I wrote down here was Hoff ain't great, so that's kind of correct. Quinn Hoff, not the best.
Kurt Busch got wrecked. He was done early.
Yeah, that was.
Roman and Jones got.
Do you remember Chase's jump? Chase jumped like a second ahead in the first lap. It was kind of insane.
Chase got a really good jump.
Chase was running a Minecraft creeper scheme. Which I thought
as a non-Minecraft fan, I didn't really find it that interesting, but
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. I wrote down here Austin Dillon is the most improved driver of the season. Do you agree?
I have two answers for you.
Okay. You gonna give them a few?
Well, I'm nervous because they're kind of controversial.
Okay.
Ty Dillon.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael McDowell. No. Probably yes.
Okay. Yeah, Ty Dillon ain't good.
Sport. No, I don't, who knows? He has a ride next year anyway.
Two-time stage winner, Ty Dillon.
That's two, baby.
Jimmy gained one stage point in stage one. So this is my favorite part of this whole race. Middle of stage two. There was freaking deadlock for last place. Byron and Johnson were like tied for last place. And that was kind of fun. Byron and Canales got in the shouting match.
They did. They were not happy with each other. That 24 car was just off the mark that entire day. And it was really sad to see that, actually. I was very thrilled because I really wanted Jimmy Johnson to make playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then that didn't happen. But, you know, it was just a sad sight to see. And you know who was really disappointing was Matt DiBenedetto. Because Matt DiBenedetto was just really disappointing the last couple weeks of the season, especially when he needed to be good. He needed to be good, and he was disappointing that weekend, the weekend before that, and the weekend after that. He was just a disappointing car that should not have made the playoffs, but he did, even though I liked Matt DiBenedetto. But I really wanted to see Jimmy Johnson. If I had to choose, it would have been Jimmy Johnson and Matt DiBenedetto. But I also like William Byron, so that's fine, too.
You only like
Byron in the playoffs, so I'm happy.
You only like William Byron because, what, does he date Blaney's sister, or is it the other way around?
He dates Blaney's sister.
Okay, yeah. That's why you like him.
But I feel bad because, like, everybody hates the guy, and yeah. He's still young. He won a cup race at a younger age than Jeff Gordon did. Jeff Gordon was pretty good, okay? So you got to give the guy
Let me tell you where Jeff Gordon won his first race, okay?
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Daytona was the – I understand.
The race is tense. I don't know why I wrote that down.
Resistance.
You know, wow. You know what else is tense?
Me when I watch Ryan Blaney get spun out of Daytona. No,
Jimmy Johnson whenever Ryan Priest pitted and tried to end his life.
What a dum-dum, dude. Like, oh my gosh. Like, are you trying to kill somebody? You're like, how is this supposed to work? This is like Quint Half all over again. Like, it's literally like Quint Half all over again. Like, imagine just turning left. Or not even turning left, just pitting. And it's just
the air.
Like, I'm learning the drive, and I haven't even done that. Like, I'm not that stupid. Like, that's a dumb, dumb move right there. If Jimmy, that could have hurt. Like, that could have actually caused an injury. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Eric Eastep, am I clear meme kind of really works for that. Denny Hamlin wins. So, yeah, that happens.
Gosh, that's thrilling.
But guess what? Jimmy Johnson is the 16th seed heading out of this race.
Yes.
Also,
and
guess
the unfortunate
what else?
Part is that he was not the 16th seed at the end of last week's race.
Guess what else?
What?
Rockets win game one.
The Rockets have won game one, ladies and gentlemen. Live it up for the Rockets.
I hate
the Rockets with a passion, but good job.
Dover 2. This was, I
considerably
think,
worse race.
Yeah, very worse race. But a wreck.
It's not entertaining.
A wreck early. Guess who caused the wreck? I'll give you one chance.
Kyle Busch.
It was Joey Logano who caused the wreck.
Kyle Busch
was in it. Logano caused it.
There was a radioactive part where Kyle Busch was mad about the speed of his car, and then Adam Stevens said, "I don't know if you recall, but we got in a wreck on lap 19."
Mm-hmm.
It was quite funny. Give it a round for Adam Stevens.
Here are the people that were involved. Garrett Smithley, Joey Gase, Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, and my friend, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. So all those people.
Go, Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
All those people involved.
Ricky Spinhouse.
You want me to tell you something that you'll really like?
Ricky Spinhouse.
Everyone comes into pit except for Ryan Blaney, and he was his call again. You can stop that. It's not funny anymore.
Here's the problem, though, right? He's just staying away because his pit crew is abysmal.
I mean,
I understand.
It also cost.
He almost won the stage. It also, until old man Harvick decided to come up and say no.
It also cost him the All-Star race, though. Let's not forget. Byron and Johnson slugging it out for last place in the playoffs. They were just back and forth.
Johnson wins because he's definitely the better driver. I think if you tell me right now, based on their careers, I'd rather have Jimmy Johnson win.
Yeah.
Just by a little bit, though. Just by a little bit.
Are you?
Byron's. I don't know, man. One win compares really well to like 83 or whatever it is.
Next up, this you want to hear this? Kevin Harvick schools yes. Ryan Blaney on how to pass in a National Auto stock car.
Shush! I know. It was great, that okay? Pass, it was a very nice pass. Was, it was absolutely beautiful. Pass, but it was so painful.
That pass was the best thing that's happened since, let's see, what happened? What was cool? Since Matt Benedetto led to 120 laps at Bristol. That was the best thing that's happened since. That pass was beautiful. Best pass of the year in a.
Oh my god. Oh my god. We have silly season news.
What?
Noah Gregson will retire after this season.
Oh, big fan of that Twitter account. Big fan.
Oh yeah, big fan. Whatever happens, I will never drive for Beale Oriole Motorsports. Denny Hill. Bubba Wallace will drive for Spire next year.
Yep.
The UPS series.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Jones will drive the one for Chip Ganassi yep. next year.
All these things are true, and the fact that Kyle Larson will not be reinstated is also true. Dover.
Ryan Blaney has won at Texas after dumping Brad Keselowski. I like that happen. One. Ricky Stenhouse has won at Kansas after winning stages 1 and 2.
Also could happen. Dover broken.
Broke who?
Yeah, it broke. Dover did break. Big red.
Bro, Dover broke. We have lost the track. Yeah. Dover broke.
Yeah. Dover broken. And then during the time that Dover was broken, they played the Indy 500, and I turned the channel and watched the final couple laps of the Indy 500, which ended under caution.
And someone almost died.
Yeah, someone almost died. Ended under caution. These things are very not cool.
Should have thrown the red flag.
My favorite thing that happened in this race was the final 10 laps. There was a caution that came out. Jimmy Johnson takes two tires. Everyone else pits. Literally everyone. No one stayed out. And Jimmy leads and then immediately loses the lead to Kevin Harvick. So Harvick wins.
Dude, I thought I was like, oh, Jimmy's got it. Jimmy's got it. And then he just didn't.
Harvick wins. And I really like that call from Cliff Daniels to take two tires. I mean, it was the best call I could have made. If he stays out, he's not going to do really anything. So taking two tires, pretty good. And Jimmy, once again, claws up. He's in the 15th seed heading in to Daytona.
And he finishes the 17th seed.
Let's get into that now. So, any thoughts on both Dover races?
They weren't bad.
The second one was.
I personally thought they were going to be a little bit better. I mean, collectively they weren't too bad. You know, I think they could have been better, but it wasn't. It wasn't the worst. I've seen worse races. I've seen Atlanta this year. I've seen worse.
That was not good.
Atlanta, if for you guys that don't know, it was raced at Atlanta Motor Speedway in Atlanta, Georgia, and it was just really not mm-hmm. fun to watch. That's why we called it Atlanta, because it was raced at Atlanta. Yeah. I'm just not funny today.
Daytona time.
So let me talk about something real quick. Ryan Blaney's scheme was beautiful.
No, continue.
But Ryan Blaney, not the Ryan Blaney of Daytona that I'm used to seeing.
Yeah, the one that comes second.
Or Super Speedway.
The
one that is good at Super Speedways. He was in second in a little bit. He just wasn't fast. The end of the first stage is very fun.
Yeah.
But he just was never really up there in contention. So it's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
These guys were like 4 wide in the first 10 laps of the race. So I really enjoyed that. 3 wide. 4 wide. 2 wide. 1 wide.
Bubba Wallace almost won this race.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Custer is Rookie of the Year. By the way, for real, like he's already been given the award. Do you agree with this? Because I do.
Well, I agree because it has to be that way. Like due to rules, that's how it works. So yes.
What if Brendan Poole won a Daytona race?
Does Cole Custer still win Kentucky in this fictional world? Well, then, was Brendan Poole top 30 in points?
Let's just say he's 30th in points.
So Brendan Poole made the playoffs.
He's 30th in points with a win, which is not
Brendan
good.
Poole wins rookie. Brendan Poole should win rookie year.
No, I love.
Did you want to know why I think why? That? Because I believe Cole Custer was about 24th in points, so he really wasn't that far ahead.
Well, he at least finished top five in races. Let's do this instead. Let's do this instead, okay? Let's say that in the Rookie of the Year race, let's just say this. If you win a freaking race, get rid of the top 30 thing. If you win a race, you win Rookie of the Year. Brendan Poole.
What if multiple win races, though?
Whatever. Let's say in this fictional world that you can be 40th and have a win and make the playoffs, okay? Let's say that someone who's raced one race or two races, we'll say he raced two races, he came last place in one of them because he got disqualified for being too slow, like Joey Gase did, but he won a plate trap. Does he win Rookie of the Year?
No.
Good, okay. This is my agreeing. I agree. Did you let the shoes cone for
a plate trap? I think Ryan Blaney should win Rookie of the Year.
I think Ben Simmons should win Rookie of the Year. Did you let the shoes cone for the plate trap?
Yes. Wait, they use it for a plate track? I'm sorry, I was not aware.
I love the shoes cone. It's great.
I love the shoes cone, man. It was really something, I guess. Like, probably really good, but I just didn't know.
And Austin Dillon, great idea. Thanks for that. My favorite type of plate track racing is pack racing. There's been tandem drafting. There's this current iteration. There was the single file trend of 2013. And, of course, way back whenever it was, like, just a regular race, but just on a big track. What is your favorite style of plate track racing?
Pack racing. 100%. 100% pack racing.
Because I think tandem drafting was entertaining, but I feel like this is just...
It was at times, but it was also, like in pack racing,
anyone can win.
There are so many cars that can win.
I mean, same with
if you're in the final lap and you're in 10th place, you can still win.
Okay, I'm gonna say this though.
It's unlikely, but
I'm gonna say this though. Remember the race that Jimmy Johnson won at Talladega? He was in
Jimmy Johnson, Clint Boyer, Jeff
he
Gordon.
Was in
that one.
Eighth.
That was a
he was in eighth at the final lap and he won. So
that was just phenomenal.
I feel like that's kind of a weird point.
I think it was rigged.
Yeah, definitely. If Jimmy Johnson wins,
I don't think
it's rigged.
I saw a comment on Jimmy Johnson's post earlier, and it was like, Jimmy Johnson, all your titles are rigged. And then he goes, he's like, at least four of your titles are rigged. And then Jimmy Johnson replies and says, come on, man, all of them are rigged.
Oh, I love him so much. The playoff battle, I mean, it's crazy how this race unfolded. Byron DiBenedetto and Johnson were like top five cars in the race. It's kind of insane the way this went. And it was kind of like just those three guys are battling for the final spot in the playoffs, or the final two spots in the playoffs. And they were like three of the five best cars in the race, which you can't really ask for anything better than that.
Agreed, man.
Fuels.
Joey Logano was the best car and he did not win.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I guess.
He did not win the
stage
race.
One. Logano.
Stage one.
Which was a really, really the ending to the stage looked like the ending to a regular race.
Was so fun. Because Blaney was actually doing something.
Yeah, that was cool. Fuel saving in stage two. You thought it was gonna be a bad thing because they were all single file because they were saving fuel, but it didn't. It was really good again. And Tyler Reddick nearly won it. And then Tyler Reddick decided, you know what? I'm going to wreck everybody. So he did just that.
He just ran out of talent.
Yeah. Although I don't really blame him, to be honest. His car didn't stick. I feel like it was actually a decent move. If you have a run, you're going to use it. And he's trying to win and make the playoffs. So I don't fully blame him. Logano kind of gets Jimmy out of the groove. And so that kind of costed Jimmy for a couple stages.
Bum 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 bum.
So
you know that's from, right? You know what I'm referencing when I say when I make that noise. When you say out of the groove, so I did that out of the groove. I thought that was funny.
I didn't understand. It is funny. Very good job.
Thank you.
So another thing that happened was, let's see, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, William Byron parted the Red Sea to escape the big one, which I kind of thought was insane. He literally went through, like, two cars spinning. If he got hit...
William Byron was invincible. Yeah,
William Byron was invincible this whole race. This is the best race of the year, by the way. It's better than Phoenix. I loved this race.
No.
No, you love Phoenix.
I haven't even seen
it. Yeah, I know.
But it was definitely not the best race of the year. And if you can, if you would tell me that Talladega was not the best race of the year, oh.
Dude, Talladega didn't have, like, it didn't even have a wreck. It's, people are like.
But it was just so good.
This race had everything.
Do you want to know why I think Talladega, well,
let me tell you why you think Talladega is better than Daytona?
My driver was in the front the entire time. So the entire time, I was nervous. I was so nervous because Blaine was
in
the
front. You want me to tell you really why? Because you didn't watch the end of this race. Or you didn't watch the final. You just watched the final, like, two laps. You basically missed half the race.
I watched the beginning stage and then the last stage. I didn't see the
second stage. The second stage was one of the best ones. Out of the three, it was one of the
best. Well, there's only three of them, so I would assume it was one of the best ones.
One of the best. Stage two at Atlanta.
It's a top three stage of the race.
Stage two at Atlanta is one of the best races. There's stages of that race.
Shit. Atlanta. Wait, oh, words.
Don't.
Nothing.
Don't. Let's see.
Bleep.
Let's see. Don't do that. And you can.
I apologize. I didn't mean to. I don't really know how that slipped out. I was just
because there was no reason you would have even said that. There was no reason.
I don't know why that came out.
The sentence with that. Let's see.
I don't know why that came out.
You want to break down the wreck, the final wreck of the race?
So. Oh, yeah, of course. So. Bubba Wallace makes a move to the outside, and Joey Logano doesn't like it. So Joey Logano commits a hate crime.
I was going
to
say that. Good job. Black. Nice.
Joey Logano commits hate crime. No, I'm kidding. And tries to go four wide. He hits Bubba Wallace, and everything goes from there. Matt Kenseth slides up the track, nails Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson's done for the day. William Byron is just William Byron gets through. He's not done for the day. And he makes repairs, and he finished in 17th place, which is, you know, fine. And that was that. Bubba Wallace actually made a fantastic move and just couldn't really, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Bubba's made lots of good moves this year. Was it Kentucky that he made the move, made it like four wide, nearly took the lead, but he just didn't have enough horsepower?
That was Michigan.
Yeah, that was a great move.
If he had horsepower, Bubba Wallace wins that race. Just saying.
Maybe.
Go to the 42. Go to the 42.
Dude, I wouldn't even mind.
I don't think anyone.
The
would
thing
mind,
that too. People are gonna look back at this season by Jimmy Johnson, and they're gonna look at it in five ways here. I'm going to make up these five ways.
They're going to think about the dominance of Ryan Blaney all year long.
They're going to think of these five things, Jim. They're going to think of the spin at Darlington, the DQ, the did not race at Indy, and the what was the final one? I had another one. I can't remember. Something else. There's something else. But what I'm going to remember this for, and what everybody should remember this season for, is not Jimmy, but his team fixing that car was so inspirational. Could be a movie about it. Send that team out.
Cliff Daniels is such a motivational guy. Yeah. I love him.
Yeah.
He's bad at his job, but I love him.
He's actually not bad. I kind of like him.
Chad Knaus is better.
I mean, yeah. Chad Knaus is like the best crew chief ever, but.
Rodney Childers is also really good at his job.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean.
You know who's not?
Ty Gordon.
Thank you.
You like how I came up with the name of the crew chief? Alan Gustafson too.
He was good for Logano, and then he got to Blaney and he just decided to lose every race he possibly could.
They should have put him with Paul Wolf.
If Blaney didn't win the races, he'd make the playoffs. If Blaney is 5 inches behind Stenhouse, he didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. He came top five a lot. I mean, Homestead, Martinsville.
I believe he had eight top fives.
Yeah, that's enough. Well, Custer had like three. So
let's see.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm post about this.
All Got it.
I'm doing some research here. Hold on. Eight top fives, 11 top tens, 586 laps led, an average start position of 11, and an average finish position of 14.
That's so unslight, just so sad. He's done way better than an average finish of 14th. Ty Dillon decided to...
Yeah, because he gets wrecked by his teammates!
Ty Dillon decided to put on, no...
Here's a quiz for you.
Okay.
Whose average finish is better? Chase Elliott?
Yeah.
Or Joey Logano?
I thought you were asking if Chase Elliott's average finish is better than Blaine. You're like, yeah. Elliott, for sure.
Correct. By 0.7 positions.
Yeah, props to Jimmy and his team.
Whose average finish position is better? Chase Elliott or Martin Truex Jr.?
Truex.
That is correct. Okay. By 1.4 positions.
Okay, I got this right. Let's get to the race.
I am now done asking you questions about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Props to Jimmy and his team. They didn't make the playoffs, but them getting that car back on the track was inspirational, and I cried. No, I didn't cry.
Look at Jimmy, man.
I didn't cry. You want to know what I did?
I didn't cry because my girlfriend was there, but I might have. I actually almost cried when... Okay, so you want to hear a little story?
Yeah.
So we went out to get food. We went out to get food, and...
Don't curse for no reason.
We paused. I apologize for that. We paused the race.
Okay.
So we came back, and we turned the TV back on, and she's like, don't look, I'm going to turn it on, but it was too late, and I looked, and there was Jimmy Johnson rolling along. Wrecked, and I was like, oh my gosh, no, and I just went on the floor, and I was
It's the same feeling as when Jimmy Garoppolo overthrew Emmanuel Sanders in the Super Bowl.
Be quiet.
This is something that I did cry about, though. Third place, final lap, Brendan freaking Gaughan nearly won this race, and it was very emotional, very entertaining. The GOAT of plate tracks, Brendan Gaughan.
I just really hope that I was excited when William Byron crossed the line in first place.
Yeah, for some reason. Yeah, you're going to say something?
I was just excited for William Byron.
Oh, I thought you were going to expand on that.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, William Byron wins, holds off my pick, Denny Hamlin.
Because when I saw William Byron and Christopher Bell running for the lead, I was like, okay, this is good either way. I don't mind the winner of this race. Yeah.
And then Hamlin and Brendan Gaughan came out of nowhere, and you're like, I'd rather one of these than the other. Brendan Gaughan.
And Bubba got a top five, and Blaney got six.
Brendan Gaughan could have won this race, and I think that's what we need to take away from it. You want to hear something that's going to shock you?
Kevin Harvick got 17th place.
I wrote down something nice about William Byron.
Woohoo!
Sometimes.
Can I guess what it is?
What? Yeah.
His talking while crying with fireworks in the background was very motivational and very American.
No. You know what's more motivational? Brendan Gaughan coming eighth. No, what I wrote down here was sometimes...
William Byron was motivational and American, and I liked it, okay?
Sometimes you create your own luck, and William Byron did that and survived and advanced. And now you want to hear my...
Ryan Blaney's unlucky.
No, he's not. He had like one tires were the only thing that caused any problem with him all year.
Not in that race, but in general.
I wrote down some bad things about Byron too, though. Jimmy outperformed, outdueled, outsped, outstrategized William Byron all year. Byron got lucky in the end, and Byron gets unbelievably lucky and gets past Jimmy. So I wrote two bad things to counteract my one good thing. Jimmy came 17th. I literally have no clue how.
He drove his car, and there were 16 cars that finished ahead of him, hence he became 17th place.
Yeah, but I don't even think you could drive that car, even on the track that they were on, which is easy to drive on.
I kind of feel it's really hard. But I feel like I wouldn't be that terrible at driving a race car.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of weird to say that when you've not done it.
Have you done it?
No, it's probably just not.
Like, I feel like I could complete a clean lap.
Oh, yeah, we could all complete a clean lap when there's no other cars around.
No, if I started in 16th place, I think I could complete a clean lap.
Dude, that's like the worst place to start.
I know, but I believe I could complete a clean lap.
Dude, if I started in 40th, I could definitely do it. I may get lapped in a single lap, but, you know.
I may get lapped on turn one, but I could do it.
Going 20 miles per hour in turn one. So slow that you slide off the track. So, Jimmy Johnson's post-race interview was also very emotional and very good sport. He is the best sport in the history of NASCAR. First thing he did was congratulate William Byron, which I thought was nice.
He's so good at his job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
He's just what did he, you know what? Nope. I think they should put him in the playoffs like they did Jeff Gordon in 2013.
Well, that, I don't know. You know what I think we do have time for?
A game.
If you have a game, you can do it, yeah.
I don't have a game, but what was your...
We have time to end the stream and then to the next stream, which is a playoff preview. So, everybody, thank you for watching. Tomorrow's going to have 2 episodes of the Sidejob Podcast out. So... it's going to be fun. Thank y'all for watching. Let's predict Darlington. I think Jimmy Johnson's going to win, no cap.
Oh, really? My winner is should I go on a limb, or should I say a conservative guess?
Do anything.
Alex Bowman.
That's a good guess.
Because he almost won it that other time this year.
Yeah, he did. He had the fastest car in that race, except for Kevin Harvick.
I believe Kevin Harvick has a flat tire and dies. No,
wait. Oh, wow. That's a bold prediction. So, okay,
if that happens, people are going to come to this and feel like we're going to be so famous because I predicted Kevin Harvick.
Kevin back. Harvick, no, you didn't even say spins out with a flat tire. You said he's going to get a flat tire and die. So he's going to get a flat tire and have like a heart attack in his car and die instantly.
He just got so scared he just died.
And my prediction is that Ryan Newman flips and dies. Thank you all for watching.
My prediction is Kyle Larson shows up at the racetrack.
Will of the Royal Rumble entrance. He's the 30th entrant. Comes out, beats everyone up with a steel chair. Which I would very much enjoy. Thank you, everybody, for watching. If you did enjoy, please go to the next episode where we preview the playoffs in about 10 minutes because I got to do something. So thank you all for everybody.
Are you going to send me a message when we're ready? Or
No, I'm never going to do that. I'm just going to start doing it by myself. Thank you all for watching. If you did enjoy, bye.